If you're listening to this in your car, you probably already know that traffic congestion now looks a lot more like it did before COVID. Air travel, too, has bounced back from its pandemic lows, but transit ridership, not so much. Across the country, most trains and buses have far lighter ridership. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
As she steps off the elevated train and heads towards her bus stop, 29-year-old Bianca Cordova says she's noticed that the L and buses she rides almost daily are still nowhere near as crowded as they were before the pandemic.
For the most part, lately, I've seen it's a little bit lighter.
Cordova says she had been walking a lot more, but still needs the bus and train because she doesn't have many other options.
For someone who doesn't have a car, I rely on the public transportation in any way that I can.
For 27-year-old financial advisor Juwan Avant, Chicago's L is also the way he gets around.
I'm most familiar with the rail line. I'm a south side of living on the north side.
And though he works from home, Avant says he still rides the L almost every day.
I mean, to go to networking events downtown.
But he notices that even though it's rush hour, there are often empty seats. The reason?
Everything remote. People don't have to go to the office. People still scared. It's always new things coming up, I'm sure, like monkeypox, COVID. So people are scared to kind of have human interaction. So
the fact that many office workers continue to work remotely at least part of the time is a big reason why transit ridership nationwide remains down substantially.
We're averaging around 60% or so of pre-pandemic levels. So we're down about the 40%.
That's Paul Skoutelis, president of the American Public Transportation Association. He says just like driving and flying, transit ridership plummeted in the first few months of the pandemic and then began a slow climb back, which has since plateaued in recent months. And a recent report by S&P Global Rating indicates that transit ridership, especially on trains into downtown areas, will remain down for years, with only a 75% ridership recovery predicted by the end of 2025.
It is a very challenging time. There's no getting around that.
Skoutelis says federal COVID relief funding has kept transit agencies alive the last 2 years. But as that funding runs out and with fare revenue down, some transit agencies are heading towards a fiscal cliff.
And certainly, you know, if things do not improve over the next 2 or 3 years, I think many systems will find themselves in a very difficult budgetary predicament.
But he and others note that not all transit systems and modes are suffering equally. Bus systems in particular have recovered more riders much more quickly than rail systems that are designed to take 9-to-5 commuters to and from urban centers. David Bragdon of the Research and Advocacy Foundation Transit Center says weekend ridership is strongly recovering too, as are routes serving essential workers and those for whom driving a car is not an option.
Part of the solution is for transit agencies to reorient themselves beyond the traditional 9-to-5 mindset.
And to do that, P.S. Sriraj, director of the Urban Transportation Center at the University of Illinois Chicago, says transit agency officials need to be asking themselves some very difficult questions.
Does public transportation have to mean your conventional bus and train? Can it be anything other than that? Can there be more flexibility built into it? Can there be more private partnerships built into it? Can there be a revisioning of the public transportation agency's role?
Sriraj and other transit experts say public transportation remains an essential service for many Americans, but it now must reinvent itself for the post-pandemic world. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.